Despite our best efforts, weeds grow like, well, weeds. And maybe that's why we pass over their everyday beauty. What is common can be seen as worthless, and we are quick to trample them on the way to marvel at the prize-winning roses. The problem with weeds is that they won't do what they're supposed to do, that is, wither and die, to make room for our chosen few botanical beauties. And for that, I have to admire them. Tell anybody that they're not beautiful enough or special enough, and you'd better be ready for a little stinging nettle in reply. Luckily, there is comfort at hand, for as the old rhyme goes, wherever stinging nettle grows, there too the healing dock leaf blows, as if to show some grand design of Mother Nature all benign, who suffers with her children's pain and longs to make them well again. Weeds grow where they will, and just as they are, unapologetically and, let's face it, stubbornly. If they're lucky enough to have seeded themselves in the countryside, they can claim the more elegant title of wildflowers, earning respect for their place in an ecosystem which is increasingly under threat. Anybody who has ever seen an Irish wildflower meadow in summer knows that in its tumble of colour and beauty, there are no weeds. Instead, they are, in the words of the poet Patrick Kavanagh, king of banks and stones and every blooming thing.